Good evening. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. This is Ben.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today, Ben?
I got your letter in the mail for that you guys are doing fiber, and I just wanted to confirm if you actually do it for my address.
Sure. I can definitely take a look at that. Ben, what is your address, please?
It's 95 Browns Crossing Road, Catskill.
So that's round as in like round, like a circle?
No, sorry, Browns Crossing, like the color.
Oh, Browns. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. 12414. It's possible that we're taking pre-orders if you received the mailer.
Got it. Okay.
So just bear with me as I look up your address. Yes. Yeah, so right now we're in the pre-order stage where we can go through and sign you up. But the in-service date will not be until December 21st.
Got it. Okay. And the pricing on that I see is
$69.99 for the 1 gig. That's if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing.
Got it. Okay. What if it's not on auto pay?
Then it would be at the $79.99 regular price.
Got it. And it says you're locked in for that for 2 years without a contract or anything like
without
that?
Without contracts, correct.
It's definitely not a bad deal.
No, absolutely not. I mean, there's also a lot of companies out there that actually are charging like $140 for the 1 gig. And
yeah,
it's not even fiber. Like that's the craziest part.
I have Mid-Hudson Cable, and I think my bill with them is about $60 a month.
Okay.
But I don't have as fast internet. Do you guys also provide in that cost the router?
The equipment?
Or
yes.
Modem?
Yes.
You
so
do.
That's also included.
Okay. That's definitely
so
not
we don't,
a bad deal.
And we also don't charge you for any taxes or fees. Those are also included in the monthly price.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I think it'd be like $10 more for significantly faster internet. I mean, is there any tangible downside with this?
No. I mean, the even better part is the fact that it's also symmetrical. So what that means is that it is literally 1,000 megabytes per second down if you go for the 1 gig and 1,000 megabytes per second upload, whereas most cable companies only provide you up to 35 megabytes per second upload.
Right. That's
game changer for me, considering I'm a photographer and I have to store all my photos.
Yeah, that is big. Well, I'm a big gamer and I work remote, so I'm on video calls all the time.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
So, like for example, I do Ark Survival Ascended now. I also do COD, which they're coming up with Black Ops 6 soon, actually at the end of the month here. So I'm excited for all of that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I don't know if there's what the next step is, but I'm very interested to kind of get on the sign up list to explore it, to do it. Do I have to put any money down now?
Not unless it requires you to do a deposit, which would be a $50 deposit. Typically what we do is we do a soft credit check where it does not affect your credit score. It also does not tell us anything regarding your credit. The only thing it lets us know is whether or not you're in your potential for not paying your bill is high or not.
Got it.
So if you decide to bypass the credit check, then it would require a $50 deposit, which would be taken out during the sign-up process. So at that point, I mean, that's really the only thing that would come out today is if you had to pay that deposit. But the deposit is held on the account for 12 months. And then it's returned to you either as a statement credit or one-time check.
Like if I wanted to cancel or, you know, not go through with it or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, that would also happen. But if you wanted, like, that's the thing. If you're required to pay the $50 deposit, then it would stay on your account for 1 year. after that first year, it would return to you as a statement credit, or it would return to you in the form of a check.
Gotcha. Okay. I actually want to hold up on signing up right now because I want to verify with Mid-Hudson just to see if they're going to do fiber and what their price is. They keep saying they're going to do fiber for my area too.
Yeah, I've been told that it's going to be a couple years.
I could imagine that. I do want to call them and just verify.
Yeah,
that,
go for it. You are free to do whatever you want. I mean, do all the research that you can. Like, that's the most important thing. We're headquartered here in Kingston, so I mean, we're really all about the community, and you know, we strongly encourage you to do whatever research that you need to do so that you can make a more informed decision.
Right.
But I was talking to somebody earlier about Mid-Hudson, and they he said that they were he said he was told by them that it was going to be another couple of years. So I would just check in and see if maybe they say something different for you.
Right.
But either way, we're here.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Do you guys, like, are you just completely independent, or do you tag in off of, like, Verizon's fiber?
No, we're completely independent.
Separate? Got it.
Yeah, we are our own company. We don't tag off of, like, Cablevision or anything like that or any other kind of fiber. Matter of fact, I mean, we have our suppliers, of course, but for the most part, everything is completely us. Like, we have our own construction crew. We have our own installers. We don't, we might have like some contractors to do some of the minor work, but for the most part, it's completely us.
Are you guys in Saugerties as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, we have like most of Saugerties covered.
I'd be curious just to check on my parents. Are you able to check 11 West Saugerties Road?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's in Saugerties. It's kind of funny having a Saugerties Road inside of Saugerties.
Yeah.
12477. Looking up the address now. Got it. For them, we're not quite there yet. They're probably on the other side of the thruway, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we're still working on permits to get to that side. So we're hoping very soon. But as of right now, let me just take a look at the other system and see. And that was West Saugerties Road.
Yep.
Let me see if I can pull it up. There we go. 11 West Saugerties Road. We are showing an in-service date of January of next year.
Okay, so still not too bad.
No, it's not terrible. We're already in October. That's what, like 3-4 months away?
Yeah. And you said for mine at 95 Browns, it would be in service date around December 20th?
December 21st.
Okay.
And then a month later for your parents, it shows 1/21/25.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, let me do some research and poke on this, but it sounds like a decent deal for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. Be my guest.
I appreciate your help today. Thank you so much.
Of course, anytime. And just remember, it also does include all the taxes and fees. So the $69.99 price, if you were to sign up for the auto pay, would be exactly that every month. You wouldn't
be
paying a penny more. So
awesome.
That's kind of the nice thing about including taxes and fees.
Yeah, for sure. Cool.
But if
all
you
right,
have any other questions
it.
For me, please let me know. Feel free to give us a call anytime.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Was there anything else I might be able to help you with today?
Nope, that's all. That's it.
All right. Well, Ben, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope that you have a fantastic week.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.